Theater critic Michael Bourne spent part of his holiday season doing what he enjoys the most, reviewing shows for you.
I've read and seen the many adaptations of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. I've seen many productions and also have acted in William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Two shows now off-Broadway transform both classics differently and delightfully. Both shows present the plays as if productions of small theater troupes with actors changing scenery and costumes and even characters on stage, also around and hanging out with the audience. Fiasco Theater is playing Twelfth Night as if at a New England dockside and opens with an imaginative prelude of Viola's Shipwreck. All the actors and singers also sing throughout and heartily sea shanties. Noah Brody and Ben Steinfeld directed, without fiddling much with Shakespeare's verse. Steinfeld plays the fool Feste with wit and dark wisdom. Emily Young is quite heroic as Viola, pretending to be a man. And having toured as Toby Belch, I especially appreciated identifying with the gusto of Andy Grotolution as Sir Toby, all the more in the truly loving and also lusting relationship with Tina Chillip as Mariah. Fiasco Theater is charmingly smart, or smartly charming, now playing Twelfth Night at the CSC Theater. Primary Stages keeps Pride and Prejudice in Austen's period, mostly with clothes and attitudes. Kate Hamill adapted the novel, and Amanda Dennert directed. What's extraordinary is the balance they keep, being true to the novel, and also very silly. Kate Hamill plays Elizabeth and is properly righteous when proud Mr. Darcy apologetically proposes, but Austen's melodramatic twists are never dark, and the silliness is a treat. They don't have enough actors for all five Bennett sisters, so they dump one. And John Tufts plays Mary, the sister who doesn't get the husband that Jane Austen said everyone thinks every woman wants. Mary, in an ugly purple frock and a horsey forelock, pouts profoundly and steals the show. There's nothing harder on stage than playing for laughs without acting like you know you're being funny. Primary's Pride and Prejudice is sincerely silly, and all the more funny, now playing at the Cherry Lane Theater. One other classic is adapted from an adaptation. It's a Wonderful Life. The Frank Capra movie was adapted to radio, and that version was adapted by Anthony Palermo for the Irish Rep. Charlotte Moore directed, and it's enjoyable to watch actors playing all the characters on the radio, complete with sound effects, including an angel getting wings at the Irish Repertory Theater. I'm Michael Bourne.